Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
It's Happy Tuesday. We're going to do SEO tips today. I'm elated. I was at the Friends Just Chatting thing earlier today. They're giving it a go with another voiceover internet chat room thingy called Rabbit. It seemed to be pretty good. First impressions, I think it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay too.
Yeah. And so we'll see as time marches on. But no,
it's testing and we'll be there.
Right. The constant research being done by the geeks there, I'm sure it will be a good thing. A while back, we talked about how you shouldn't ignore Bing Webmaster Tools, right? That it will complement your efforts in Google Analytics and Google Search Console, the Google Webmaster Tools, if you will. And in Bing Webmaster Tools, and we've got the link in the show notes, as always, at the Guyer Cook Report. podbean.com. If you go there, you'll get the hyperlink that'll take you to the WordPress powered blog on a secure URL and give you all the content. And anyway, if you go into your Bing Webmaster Tools, you're going to need a Windows login to log in, right? And the URL is going to open up and you'll see at the top, it'll say My Sites. So then select a site that you're going to work on, that you're going to diagnose on the left-hand side, and click on the resulting menu. It'll have an option for reports and data, and you click on that in the list, and then go down to where you see SEO support, SEO reports instead of support, SEO reports is what I'm trying to say. And you're going to see either a list of suggestions over on the right-hand side, or you'll see congratulations, we found no issues on your site this time. And Bing SEO reports run every other week. So if you get a clean bill of health, check back at least within the month and make sure that it stays that way. Okay, especially if you have guest authors on your blog. So if you get the report that's not congratulations, one of the things that'll show in the results that has a, oh, you need to fix this, there'll be too many H1 tags on a page. Think of it this way. If you've written a book and the name of the book is Fagan Files, right, then you don't have another title card in the index called Websites That Kelvin Made, because that'll just confuse the search engine. Have just a single H1 tag on your page so that you don't come up with a page that's not in compliance with the selected SEO best practices. The SEO best practices is the measure that Bing Webmaster Tools gives a site when they do SEO analysis. So in the report, it'll come up and it'll say, oh, this page and this page and this page is non-compliant. And you've got to fix that, right? And I go into the show notes and I've got it spelled out chapter and verse of the steps you go through to click that. Use SEO Analyzer, but remember that SEO Analyzer is in beta. So sometimes it will fail, especially I've had a page, I had a WordPress.com hosted site that all of the widgets title tag were made in H1. And I still haven't figured out how to fix that. There's got to be a way, but I don't know what it is yet. So in those instances, the SEO analyzer just went tilt. There were just so many H1s to count up, it just wouldn't work. And in that instance, you then just go to view source and see what the class file is that you have to get. And at that point in the show notes, I wrote down, wouldn't it be great if you're listening on YouTube right now? Just click on the little red subscribe button right down there and say, okay, we'll give this a go. They might come up with another great show. We like this one. We might like the other one too. So also on the subject of subscription, to subscribe to a podcast and iTunes is spelled out in there, to subscribe onto the Podbean shows. So there's a couple of different ways you can go about becoming a subscriber, and even better yet, become a patron of the podcast and help us in our efforts to be givers and not takers. The other thing that I listed is the 6 technical SEO tips to increase traffic and conversions on your website. This came from business.com, and the link is in the show notes, which, as we said already, they're on the Guy or Cook Report. podbean.com. That's my other shameless plug. And they go through 6 steps, and I'll just touch on them here. Use a secure and reliable hosting service for your website. Don't go to some free web hosting and expect great things to happen, because it usually doesn't. Once you get your site loaded on a good, reputable, reliable hosting service, accelerate the page load speed and optimize your site's TTFB. You know what TTFB is, Kelvin?
Time to first byte.
You've been reading the script.
I'm reading the notes.
Ah, but anyway, that's right. You make it load quick, because especially in the world of mobile, they're not going to sit there and look at their phone. It's not like they're playing Pokemon Go waiting for the next monster. They're going to want it to be quick straight away. And on that subject, making it work on the mobile device, use a responsive website theme. There's a number of them that are freely available, HTML5, RSS, everything that you need to have a responsive site do. I said RSS, I meant CSS. It'll be done right. Then once you've got the responsive theme, build the crawl-friendly site architecture. Don't make it a puzzle to find content on your site. In theory, everything should be 1, at the most 2 clicks away from any page that you're on. So if you're on the bottom of the contact page and you filled out the form to get a hold of Guy or Cook, you should be able to go back to the top of the home page straight away with just a single click or a back arrow. On your blog, on your website content, find and remove duplicate content. Now, duplicate content doesn't necessarily mean it's a copy of content you already have. It might be that you've got 2 different addresses going to the same thing. Set up the canonical URL. And on that subject, the last tip they give is eliminate crawl errors on your website. If you go into the Bing Webmaster Tools or Google Search Console and say, did anything go oops? Were there any problems with the crawl? It'll tell you. If there's something that's got to be fixed, fix it. Okay? So, happy Tuesday to you. Those are the SEO tips today for the Guy or Cook Report. And at this point, we're going to say thank you to all the people that we list in the show notes, including Fraser Ramsey, whose niece just got married. Now, that was a grand set of pictures when Fraser sent in for the...
Did you see that kilt he was wearing?
Everybody had kilts. Well, except the bride. I think she was wearing a bridal gown, but she might have had a kilt on underneath. You never know. And then thanks to Eileen Smith for basic blog tips, for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. And congrats to Friends Just Chatting and their never-ending quest, it seems, to find the perfect voice over IP chat room so they can do Friends Just Chatting. And like I said, if you're watching us on YouTube, thanks for that space on YouTube, Google, for the uploads we've got there. We upload every show there. And on that note, I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to say, did I forget anything?
Only that we might be running out of time.
I think we're running out of time. I forgot to stop the clock. So I'm going to say, oh, we're good. We're 8 minutes, 50 seconds. It's a wrap.